Berlin boasts minorities from all over the world. People here told me it was a tolerant city. But 5 months on from the Cologne attacks, some are questioning the migration policy of the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. People like taxi driver Michael Kleino.
A lot of people think she had no way to what the immigrants, what they have to do here. She say everybody can come and then they don't know how to show them to live here.
Over 600,000 migrants are living in Germany. The National Institute for Statistics says 50,000 came in last year. Although the majority came from Syria, Berlin also welcomed migrants from Algeria and Morocco. This influx has had a strain on the country's resources. So what impact do these new arrivals have on intercommunal relations? And what has been the fallout on migrants in Germany already? Inside the German parliament, Keramba Diaby, the country's first black politician, tells me integration remains intact. He grew up an orphan in Senegal and says the fact that he's now a prestigious politician is a testament to his successful integration in Germany.
It fills me with great pride to be one of the country's 600 deputies and to be able to contribute to voting on laws that affect every aspect of German society. I think it's a very important part of integration.
I met with him at the end of his weekly plenary session. Part of the parliament had just passed a new bill to toughen asylum rules for North African migrants. If passed by the rest of parliament, Germany may soon list Algeria, Morocco and Tunisia as safe countries of origin. Diaby voted against.
The aim of the government is really to dissuade people from the Maghreb or North Africa from seeking asylum in Germany and to encourage them to seek other alternatives. Personally, I voted against this bill because I feel that these countries don't respect human rights. For instance, in some of them, homosexuals are still prosecuted.
Rights groups argue the government is deliberately targeting North African migrants. They were blamed for many attacks on women in Cologne on New Year's Eve.
It's true the government acted hastily in moving to recognize North African countries as being safe. But I don't think you can put the two events together. They need to be separated. Many of the young migrants in Cologne have been here for years, but they don't have access to some of the resources that are necessary for them to integrate.
Education, housing, all of the things Diaby benefited from when he arrived. His is a very different profile from Germany's new migrants. But even his compatriot, Charles Huber, another successful black German, is worried about the impact the Cologne attacks will have on the rest of the community.
I think that was the catalyst to the negative development of this situation. It was the absolute catalyst. That was the bomb. There were not just two or three, hundreds of them. They are responsible for the negative image, you know, of foreigners in this country.
The former actor who rose to fame in a popular German crime series in the 1980s is now a respected member of Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative Christian Democrats. But the CDU, he argues, needs to do more on integration.
It's giving and demanding, and we gave and we didn't demand. We were too much in the defense. And so yeah, some young guys said, oh, look at these weak Germans, you know. They got nothing to say, so we tell them how the things we imagine things to be for us over here.
Elsewhere in the diaspora community in Darmstadt in the south of Germany, the events of Cologne are also at the forefront.
It was not easy for the German population to make the difference between migrants who are living here a long time or the refugees.
This is Sylvie Nantscher. She spoke to me on the sidelines of the Cameroonian festival in Darmstadt.
What happened in Cologne had a very great influence on the German population, because before Cologne they were very, very open. They had a welcome culture, and every German people, they wanted to help refugees. And so after Cologne, it was very, very hard to speak about the integration of the refugees, because the people were very disappointed.
In this strained atmosphere, moves like the one in Darmstadt to celebrate the integration of some 14,000 Cameroonians in Germany is important, says Jochen Partsch, the town's mayor.
Especially in these times when we have the challenge to help refugees, we have the challenge to build a better world where different nations live together. It's important to have such meetings, like the Challenge Cameroon there, that it's possible to organize such a very, very big meeting in the middle of Darmstadt. Yeah. I think this is a sign that there's a good cooperation between the city, the university, and the Cameroonian community.
This festival, the Challenge Camerounais, is one of the biggest gatherings of the African diaspora in the world, bringing together people from all over Germany for sporting, business and cultural events. Jean-Marc Kempay is a Cameroonian ambassador to Germany. He thinks Cameroonians are well integrated.
When they come here as students and they stay for long, so they're well integrated in German society. You know, they are intelligent. Cameroonians are intelligent. They love themselves, they like their country. And wherever they are, you know, they want to project the image of our country, Cameroon, abroad. So each Cameroonian feels himself as an ambassador of Cameroon abroad.
Back in Berlin, this idea of sticking to your roots whilst embracing the values of your host country is also a concept championed by the Carnival of Cultures. 73 out of the 150 nations present in Germany were represented at the carnival. For Ruth Handestuffer, the organizer, it's a testament to the country's rich cultural diversity.
We think that the festival shows that integration is possible, actually, because the groups are working the whole year through, and people who are coming from their countries, where they come from, they are completely integrated in the group. They are learning German with them. They are learning, they get known to other groups. They are just in between cultural exchange immediately. And they can show how proud they are of their own roots too, which is kind of important. You can't, everyone would say, you can't grow without your roots. And that's it.
This annual parade aims to show that different groups are now part of German society. But despite this party atmosphere, there are some concerns about the upcoming debate in Parliament to change the way Germany treats North African migrants. Fabio Reinhardt is a speaker for migration and asylum in the German Parliament.
It will make it much harder for people to, for example, to come out of their invisibility if they are here without a status or if they have an asylum procedure. And it will bring a big new wave of people that are here without papers, the so-called sans-papier. And it's not a fair law, it's not a, it doesn't make any sense. It's mainly to acquit some parts of some very racial part of Germany, which I'm not proud of.
Germany's anti-immigration party Alternative für Deutschland, or AfD, achieved its highest result in regional elections in March, scoring between 12 and 25% in three states. Despite this, Samisha, a Moroccan-born woman who has lived in Germany for 20 years, says she's optimistic about the future.
But the people, we are all together. We are from this world, not from Morocco, not from Algeria, not of Congo. We come everywhere, everyone from this world. This is really important.
Despite what happened in Cologne, many German migrants, both new and old, hope the country that has seen waves of successive migration will continue to keep its doors open. For RFI, Christina Rochello in Germany.